Beis Amud Aleph, before we go further, I'd like to mention, we've heard in the Gemara before, that the Gemara spoke about the Goiva of Adam HaRishon, that it was So Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, Perikimo Mishnah Aleph, says as follows: Aneshome gam kshehila mata begufa odom, the neshome that is lamata begufa odom, mikomokim hi devuka lamaylo b'sharosha. But the Iker Neshome is Lemaila. He says that's why the regal of the Neshome is Begufa Odom, and that's why Begufa Odom is called Anal. No, because the Chet Odom Arishin Nismayet Madreges Neshome, the Chet of Odom Arishin was Nismayet Madrega of the Neshome, but I Nishar Atzleinu Rak Beis Madreges Nefesh Ruach. So he says that is Pshat in the Gemara. Ki be'esha hoyoloi neshoma v'shas Odom HaRishon koidom achet, when he had the neshoma, af ki raglov oimdois al haoretz hoyogufoi v'ikroi notua beginzei meroimen. That's what Chazal mean, that he was ad l'rokia. He was only left over the Iker with the Nefesh and Ruach, and a very small chalik of the Neshome was in Adam HaRishon that remained. There were 10 things which were created b'yom rishon, ve'elohim, shamayim ve'oretz, soyu v'avoyu, oyer v'choyshech, ruach u'mayim, midas yoyim u'midas laylo. Shamayim ve'oretz t'chsiv b'reishis boro lekim eis ha'shamayim ve'eis ha'oretz. Soyu v'avoyu, t'chsiv v'oretz hoysa soyu v'avoyu. Oyo v'choyshech, choyshech d'chsiv v'choyshech al p'nei sohoim, oyo d'chsiv v'yoymer alekim yehi oyo. Agavuche, we see from the Loshon HaGemara that choyshech is a bria, not that choyshech is a head or oyo, but choyshech is a bria, and that's, the Goyin says this, and he says that the oil was given a koyach to push away the choyshech. That when oil comes in, it pushes away the choyshech. But there is a bria of choyshech. Ruach u'mayim d'chsiv ruach alakim rachefes al pnei ha'mayim. Midas yoyim midas laila d'chsiv ayi ere v'yivoyker yoyim echot. Rashi says, Soyu Bavoyu, Lakaman Meforishlo, Midashem, Midaslaila, Chof Balad Shois, Bein Shnei. Tano, Toyu, Kav, Yoroik, Shemakif, Eskol, Ha'oilam, Kuloi, Shemimenu, Yotso, Choyshech, Shenema, Yoshes, Choyshech, Sisroi, Sviboysov. Now we are having a sugya, we are learning about Maisa Bereshis, which we have to realize we have a very small hasugya in Maisa Bereshis. The Goyin Naderes Elio says, Sayu bi'uroi, toyu atzmoi nelam. But the inyan of toyu is we can bechlau not understand. She'ein koyach ba'odom lahasigoy. V'haniglo lonu, what we can understand from Toyu, hu ha'choyshech ha'yoytzei mimenu. The choyshech that comes out from the Toyu, that we could be masig. That's what the Gemara is saying. Shemimenu, that means the Gemara Bechlal isn't going in to be Mevayr Toyu. Toyu kav yorik shemakiv eskol oilam kuloi shemimenu yeitzei choyshech. That choyshech comes out from this Toyu. This is what Raniglo Alonu hu achoyshech hayoytze mimenu. Shenema yosh, and this is makiv the whole Briyah. Shenema yoshes choyshech sisroi sibivoysod. Boyu eilu avonim hamefulomois hameshukois betahim shemehen yoitzin mayim shenema venot olof kav soyu v'avnei boyu. The Goyin says in Aderes Aliyo, avonim ha'eilu heimo ne'elomim me'ein kolchoi v'hamayim asher nireh lanu, all the water that we see hu rak halachluchis shel avonim hamefulomeis. This is the lachluchis, all the mayim that is in the Briya, this is halachluchis from these avonim hamefulomeis. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Yoshes choysher svivoysov lamato shekav choysher makif es hashomayim. So the water, that is the lechluchis from these avnei, avonim of ulomais, but heima ne'lomim me'ein kolchot. So the Gemara asks, v'oir b'yoim rishayin ivri, one of the 10 inyonim dvorim which were nivra b'yoim rishayin was oir, v'chsi v'yitain oisam elekim Berkiya Shamayim. Rsi vayerevi voike yoim revi. So, lahoyer al haoretz, that came from the Moiris, were be yoim revi. So, what is chat that oyer was nivra be yoim rishon? So, the Gemara answers kid Rabbi Lozo. The Omar Rabbi Lozo, oyer shebora kodesh borchu be yoim rishon, odom tsoifa boy mi soifa ilom baat soifa. Kivin shenistakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'deir ha-mabul b'deir ha-floge v'ro shem ha-iseyem v'kulkolim omad v'gonzoy mehem shenema v'yimona merishoyim oiro. L'mi gonzoy l'tzadikim l'osidlovoy shenema v'yar l'kim esa oir ki toiv v'ein toiv elo tzadik shenema imru tzadik ki toiv. Even shero oir shegonzi la tzadikim somach shnema oir tzadikim yismach. Now let us explain a little this Gemara. I saw in Sifsei Chaim, he's mevayer a little bit from this Gemara. I'd like to read off a little bit what he says. This oir, what Chazal tell us, Odom tsoife boy mi soife oilom vi at soife. This oir is a oir ruchni hameyer umavir es toichen habriye, which enlightens the whole toichen of the whole briye, pnimiyuso vitachliso bo oifen kloli, the tachlis of the briye, the pnimiyus of the briye, V'chein toichon kol nivro, the toichon of each nivro, v'chol me'ura, and whatever will occur, u'matorosoi ad leprote protim. Ba'ashloma sabriya haside ba'anitzris begilui kvoide yisborach, till the briya will come to its ashloma. When Adam Arishin was zoiche to this oyer boyer, he saw misoif oilam batsoifa, he saw the tachlis habriye, kloimar, hisig al yodoi, through this oyer, he was able to be masig, toichen habriye, leproteo ad lemataroso hasoifis. He was able to see was able to understand the toichen of every nivre, the tachlis, whatever occurs in the Briya was able to understand. That was the Oir Hagonos. So he says, so what is Pshat that the Rabbeinu Shalom saw that it's not Kedai for Rishoy? So he says, L'chayre, we would say Fakert, if the Rishoyim were able to behave such a behiris, and they would be able to see Tachlis Abriye, so Memele, so they wouldn't be Rishoyim, they wouldn't do any Chatoim, so Fakert, for the Rishoyim would be very good, this earth. So he brings from Rab Desla, he says, when one is able to witness Tachlis Abriye, and the Tachlis is to be Memale Rotzen Hashem, the Tachlis is that Kvoid Shemaim should come out, Hakel Kvoidei Berosif, and there's no Hester, and there's no Mokim Litois, so he says, so that then there's no Bchire. If one will see everything Kav Yosei with such a Gevaldike Behiris, so then there wouldn't be any Bchire. And there's mukhech that there should be a bchira, because that's the yisoid of avodah sa'odah. And the only way there could be a bchira is al yedei hagboras koyach horo v'horotzein lachtoi, that there'll be such a hisgabris of a koyach horo and a rotzin to do a chet, Sha'af al pi sha'a emes blura, a person will see klo the emes, yechte ha'odom b'meizit gomo b'gedr sha'yedeya es reboinoi u'mechaven libreboi. So the only way there could be a b'chire, that there should be put into the b'chire, such k'ichi sara, that a person can be yedeya es reboinoi, he sees everything, he understands everything, u'mechaven libreboi. So he says, if that would be the case, so that's not a teiva for the Briya. That there'll be Rishoyim, that there'll be Yoidim as Reboinim and Mechavn and Limroid boy. So therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom was Goynes this oyer. So now, when there is a chet, so it's not a Bechin of Yedeus Reboinim and Mechavn and Limroid, it's a Begeder of Shoygik. He doesn't understand the Tachnis Abriyeh. There's a Mokim Litois. And now the Avoides Abchire is to be Mesa this Hester and to be Mashris Bilibeinu Esamis. So Memele, it's now it's a different type of Avoides because there is a Hester in the Briyeh. And the Tviyeh and the Oynish and Chatoim is a much smaller one, like it would be if it would be a meride. And this is a chesed Hashem im anivroim, shebeginoi nignas hoyo. That's how he says, shat a little to understand this inyan of the oyer hagonus, and why the Rabbeinu Shalom had to be going is it. The Mephoshim ask, why bechlau was there a tzairech to be boire the oyer and then to be going is it? So, and later will come out la'osid lo'avoy. So they say pshat because ein chodosh tachas ha'shamesh. That means the time of the b'riya was in the sheishah shimei b'reishis. Later there can't be a new b'riya. If now the oilam is not kedai to be mishtamesh with this oil, so we have to be goynes the oil, but there can't be a b'riya later. That's why Chazal tell us the Rabbeinu Shloilam was Meleich the Levioson, and the Chafetz Chaim in a note explains this. Osloher been better. It wasn't shaykh later to have a Levioson. Levioson had to be Nivron the Sheishish Mei Bereishis and Chodesh Tachas Hashomesh. So therefore the Oyer had to be Nivron then. And if it's not Kedai to be Mishtamish with the Oyer, so Memele, so the Rabbeinu Shalom was going, is it? The Yifei Toya asks, the Gemara brings a posik, v'yimona mirishoyim oiram. So he asks, Sakashe l'chayre, it's what's v'yimona mirishoyim oiram? The Lamaise of the Rabbeinu Shalom was going, is the oyer, so it's not only mirishoyim. So he wants to say, it was nimna from the tzaddikim also. So he wants to say two terutzim. One terutz he wants to say, mirishoyim means mipnei harishoyim, not from the rishoyim, because of the rishoyim. That's mirishoyim oyram. Or he wants to say another teretz that since eventually the tzaddikim will be zoichet to the oyer, so it's not shach to say a loshen of meniyah. It's only a mechusas man. We heard the mechusas man lafke mechusas meiser domi. So memele, so that's why it's a pastet a loshen of vayimone by tzaddikim. I thought perhaps we could say a little differently. That God, the Sifsei Chaim, brings down, and it seems the pashtus of the Marsha would also seem to learn like this, that he says, Veheichen gonas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esoyer, where's the Mokim Agnize? So he brings a Zoya Chodesh, Oyer ze bori HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikor La Tzadikim Lishtamish Boi, Vegonze Min HaRishoyim. Va'adayin hi bo'ilam, u'boi ho'ilam miskayim witisoyer. V'chol man de yizki le rozei oireise, zochile, t'chsiv v'toyro oir, t'chsiv der mitzvah v'toyro oir, v'yara lakim esoir, esoir begematrie tariag, shia toire v'hi ho'ir hagonus. So, Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Shalom, was Goynis, the Oyer in Torah. He brings another Zoyer HaKodesh. The Zoyer HaKodesh has in Parshas Truma, B'chol Asar, Dilon, B'yayraise, B'laylo, when one is Oysik B'Torah at night, Chad Chuto, Nofik, Me'ahu, Oyer Gonis, V'ismashich al Inon, Dilon, Bo. So there's one Chut, that of the Oyer HaGonus that is Meir and those who learn Torah. So Memele, so it's very good. Vayimona Mirshoyim Oyram. Those who are Zoyche to understand the Seydes HaTorah, in the Seydes HaTorah, there's the Gonus, the Oyer HaGonus is Gonus in the Seydes HaTorah. So this Oyer is still here, so it's only Vayimona Mirishoyim Oyram. And perhaps we can say, I once saw in Darkei Chaim, he brings down that the Baal Shem Rov, they once asked him why he doesn't learn Seydes HaTorah. So he said over a Goyim. The Goyim says that there are four Chalokim in Torah. There's Torah Shebiksav. There's three Chalokim in Torah. There's Torah Shebiksav. There's Torah Shebalpeh. And there's Sisrei Torah. And in these three chalokim, there's pardesh, pshat, remez, drush, soid. So there's soid in Torah Shebiksav, there's soid in Torah Shebalpeh, and then there's soid in Sisrei Torah. There's pshat, remez, drush, soid in Sisrei Torah. There's three mikzoyes in Torah. And he says, in the Shleimus of Torah is 12 Chalokim, that's at Tizeh Kol Ha'odom, Zez Gematria Yud Beis. So he said, so what is the Seydes HaTorah in Torah Shebalpeh? We're not speaking about Zoya, the Sisrei Torah. The Seydes HaTorah in Torah Shebalpeh, he said, that's the Ktois, and the Nesivis, and the Tumim, and Rabbi Kevege, the Dalad Raglei HaMelkoveh. So he said, people asked him why he doesn't learn Seydes. He learned Seydes HaTorah. Actually, maybe Sisrei Torah. That's another Mikzoyah. But Seydes HaTorah is in Torah Shebalpeh also. So if the Zeir HaKodesh says that in the Rozei De'Oraisa that comes from the Oyer HaGonus,
So it could be it's lav davke, that's the chelik hasoid, which is in the gimel chelke ha-teire. So there are soidis ha-teire, and teire shebiksav, and teire shebalpeh also. The Goyin says, in Aderes Aliyo, that what Chazal tell us, that the Rabbeinu Shleilam was Goyiniz, the oil, he says that's merumis in the posik. It says in the posik yehi oyer, and then it says vayehi oyer. So vayehi, as I'll tell us, ain't vayehi el loshen tzar. So he says, why is vayehi el loshen tzar? So the Goyin says as follows: yehi is a loshen that is telling us what should be. And the ois bov is mahapachet, la'ova. So he says, what is pshat v'yehi? Dvorim horu'uyim liyois, things which should have come about, nedru mimenu v'heim begeder sha'ovru mimenu. That is v'yehi. Something that should have been is became ovru mimenu. And that's yehi yoyer. There was Yehi Yair, that means it was Ruyim Liyaisayir, and then Vayehi Yair. That it was Ovru Mimenu, so that's Moire, and that the Oyer was Nignaz Mimenu. The Gemara says, Kivin Shero Oyer Shegonzoi Letzadikim Somach. Shenema Eir Tzadikim Yismach. The Mesilas Yeshorim brings down this Gemara, and the Mesilas Yeshorim says, Ki hine ilui godohu labriyes kulom biyoysom mishamshei ha'odom ha'sholem ha'mekudish biktushosa yizborach. V'hu ma sha'omru be'inyen ha'eir shegonzoi Eir Tzadikim Yismach. That this oil, that is a bria from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that this oil was put away for the tzaddikim, so that's an ilui godel lebrias kulam b'yosem mishamshei ha'odam ha'sholim ha'mekudish b'kedushosei. That is the simcha of this oil. Now the Gemara says further, kitanoi. There's a machloikis tanoi. Oyr shebora kodesh borchu bayoim rishe, odom tsoife umabit boy, mi soifa oilom vaat soifoi divrei Rab Yaakov. That was the oyr bayoim rishe. Pachachomim oimrim, hein ma oyroi shenivru bayoim rishe, poloi nitlu ad yoim revi. There's a very interesting Goyin ala Teire. The Goyin says this machlokes between Rab Yaakov and the Chachomim. So we learn pshat. We would learn pshat as the machlokes is this oyer that says by Yehi oyer. What oyer are we speaking about? Rab Yaakov says it's speaking about the oyer hagonus. The Chachamim say, no, it's speaking about a different oyer. Hein ma'oyre shenivru b'yoyim rishayin v'loy nitlu ad yoyim revi. That's how we would learn pshat. So the Goyin says, no. The Goyin says, both aloy pligi Chachamim al ma she soyver Rab Yaakov she gonzoi. No, everyone is moide. There was an oyer that was nivra and that was nignas. That's no machloikis. The Chachamim also hold that the oil was nignas. Now, what is the machlokes? The machlokes is till when it was nignas. Rab Yaakov holds it was nignas for the tzaddikim loss of Globoy. And the Chachomim hold it was nignas ad Yom Revi. So he says, what's Yom Revi? Yom Revi is going on the Elef or Revi. Shenivna beis hamigdash v'hu oir beis hamigdash. That's how the Goyin says pshat. So, Mamele, it's going on the oir, that the oir agonus was nisgal in the Beis HaMikdash. Agavuch, I saw in the Kliyoko, and I also saw the Goyim being set down from the Zoya, that I don't know, the Kliyoko says Pshat this Gemara, I don't know exactly how it fits in our Gemara, but the Kliyoko says that the Oyer HaGonos was Nivra B'Yoyim Rishen. And when the Pasuk speaks about this Oyer, the Pasuk says, Yi Oyer, by Yi Oyer, this is called Oyer. B'Yoyim Dalet, it's called Me'oyrois. It's not called Oyer. It's not mentioned Oyer, it's called Me'oyrois. So he says, the Me'oyrois, and the word Nitlu, B'Yoyim Dalet, Kiblu nitzutz meha'oir harishayn. And the Goyin ala Teire says, Hashemesh einoi oir atzmoi, it's not that the Shemesh has its own oir, rak shemeyer meha'oir. Ba'oir atzmoi hu sheshimesh bivav yimei bereishis v'nignaz. Ma'oirois betois v'smem, it's called me'oirois, Hamshoche from Yena Oyer, Lefishay Mekablim Ha'oyer Min Ha'oyer Ha'elyain, Umeyel Oilam Kamoy Alevona Ha'mekabl Min Hashemesh. So the Goyin says that the Ma'oyer is also, this is a nitzutz of the Oyer Hagonis. That's called Me'oyer. They get it from this Oyer. Omar Rav Zutre Bar Tuvia Omar Rav Basore Dvorim Nivro Ha'olam Bechochme Ubesvune Ubedas Ubekoyach Ubegaoro Ubegvuro Bitzedek Ubemishpot Bechesed Uberachme. The Bries Ha'olam were with these 10 Inyonim. Bechochme Ubesvune Tersiv Hashem bechochma yosad oretz, koinein shomayim besvuno. That the oretz was created, the yesoid the oretz was bechochme, and the shomayim is besvuno. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chochma yedeya mashalomat tvune shumeivin dobo chodosh mi pilpul chochmosoi. There's Chochme and then there's Tvune. I saw an Ein Eliyo, he says as follows. He brings from the Goyin in Mishlei that the Goyin says that the Oretz is Neged Mitzvahs and Shemayim is Neged Torah. He says in Mishlei, he says a different Loshen, he says mitzvahs hein min ha'oretz. The mitzvahs come min ha'oretz k'moy suke, lulev, shofar, v'toyrehu min ha'shemayim. So he says, by mitzvahs, there's no chiddush. There's no inyan of chiddush by mitzvahs. The Goyin says, Mishlei k'am mitzvahs loy yechatshu v'lo yigru. There's no chiddush. K'moy shama loy soysef olo v'lo yisigra mimenu. In Asiyas HaMitzvahs, in Kiyam HaMitzvahs, there's no such inyan of Chiddush, there's no such inyan of Hisofer. That's in Mitzvahs. And the Yesod of Oretz is Mitzvahs Amin HaOretz, so that's why that's called Hashem Bechochmo Yosad Oretz. The Yesod of Oretz is Bechochme, and Chochme is without Chiddush. In Kehelis it says, Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShomesh. Tachas HaShomesh, which is Oretz, is no din Chiddush. Avol L'mayla min HaShemesh, then there is Chiddush. L'mayla min HaShemesh is going on Torah. So Torah is min HaShemayim. So that is Pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Hashem bechochma yosad Oretz, that in Oretz says this, the Yisoid of Oretz, which is Mechuvin Keneged Mitzvahs. So this is a bechina of chochme. There's no chiddush. There's no heisofer. There's no giroim. In kainin shamayim besvune, that already the Shemayim, which Teiras Min HaShemayim, that's already Tvune, which Rashi says over here, Tvune is already Shumevin Dovo Chodesh Mi Pilpul Chochmosai. Bedas Tachsiv Bedatoi Tohimoi Snifkol. Das already Rashi says over here, Yishuv, that's already, Das is already the Shleimis of the combination of Chochma and Tvune. When one has a complete ekev of everything, that is called das. Bekoyach gvura d'chsiv meichen horin bekoychoi nezer begvura. Begoora d'chsiv amudei shamayim yireifofu. The amudei shamayim were misreifef, they were weak, v'yitmu migarosoi. Betzedek u'mishpot d'chsiv tzedek u'mishpot mechoin kis'echo. The Marsha says that the Kisei, this Pasuk is speaking about the Kisei HaKovod. The Kisei HaKovod was created before the Maaseh Bereishis. He said one of the seven Inyonim which were created before the Briya. So he says, so that what the Gemara says, that the Olam was created with these ten dvorim, we're including what was created before the Bria also. So that's the tzedek of mishpat machayin kisecha. Zloshna marshos da kisei hu mizayin dvorim shenivru kaidim shenivru oilom. Now the Bora says that the kisei HaKovod was nivra mi beis dvorim, sha yedei dvorim eilu bechlal nivra klal ha'oilom. That means we're speaking about the Klal HaOlam, which includes the Kisei HaKovod that was Nivra B'Tzadik U'Mishpat. The Chesed V'Rachmim, the Chesiv Zechoy Rachmecha Hashem, Bachsodecho Kimei Olam Heima. That they were already Mei Olam, from the beginning of the Briyas HaOlam. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omarat, Bisho Shabora Kodish Borhu Esoilo, Ho Yamarchiv Vohilech Kishtei Pikiyoi Shesi. Two balls of thread of Shesi, and it was Malchiv, it was expanding. At Shego Boya Kodish Borhu Vehemidoi, Shenema Amudei Shemayim Yiroifofu, Vietmor Megaros. Heine de omare schlokisch, meider sieb, adi keel shakai, ani hu shamarti lo ilom dai. That's the shame shakai. Ike de amri omare schlokisch, bisho shabora kodish borchu es hayam hagodu, hoyo marchiv, bohoilech, עד שגור בו הקדוש ברוך הוא ויובשוי, שנמה גויר ביום ויבשיו, וכל הנהוריס החריב. So I saw an Eric Dalio, he says it's a little explanation on this Indian of the Olam was the Yav, the here it says that the Olam, Omar Le'olam Eidai, Shamarti Le'olam Dai. The Olam was Marchiv Vohelech, and the Rabbein Shalom said, Le'olam Eidai. And Rashi in Parshas Miketz brings down that Yaakov Avinu said, Ha'olam Le'olam Eidai, Yoyme Le'tzarois Eidai. Kel Shakai, there when he was with Mispalo, when he sent Binyamim, he said, Oyma Le'olam Eidai, Yoyma Le'tzarois Eidai. So what is the connection between Le'olam Eidai and Tzarois Eidai? So he says the Inyan that this Inyan of Harchove, Ha'olam Hoya Marchiv Vahoylech. This Inyan of Achava, his Pashtis, means that the world was becoming more Niskashim. Bring down from the Noyim Elimelech, the Noyim Elimelech says, the Yadua שהנצל, משהו רוחק יויסר מהמצל, הוא נסגשם ביויסר. The more the oilom becomes נספשת, so the greater becomes נסגשם. And perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit. The Gemara says, the second lashon of Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Hayom hoya marchiv v'hoilach. The yam was marchiv v'hoilach. I once saw that they bring from Rab Chaim Vital that the Shoyrish, there are Dalet Yesoides in the Briya, Yesoid Ha'ofo, Yesoid Hamayim, Yesoid Ha'esh, Yesoid Ha'ruach. Each Yesoid has different koiches. The Yesoid Hamayim is the Yesod of Taive, of Rotzen, of Taive. That is the Yesoid Hamayim. I once saw from the Maral that Mayim is a very Megushim Dike Inyan. Because Mayim can't have a Tzure. It doesn't have any Tzure. It's a Choymer without a Tzure. That's the Indian of Mayim. Min HaMayim Mishisiu by Moshe Rabbeinu. So there it, he was in Gansen Nimshach from the whole Indian of Mayim, of Geshem, of Taive. The Mephoshim Eska Kashe, it says by the the midbar that Yisavu Taive, Yisavu Taive, and they got, and what did they get? They got Slov. So the Mephoshim ask that there was Slov all along. There was Slov in Parshas Bishalach, it says already there was Slov. So what was Nischadish? What was Nischadish with the Nachamo Slov? So that's when I saw someone says that it's salvim min hayom. This was a different type of a slov. The slov that was nischadish in Parshas Bishalach, we heard in Mesechtes Yume, that was a ruchnistic slov. And other Ameiroim was zeichet to slov, Rove, Abaye was zeichet to this slov. This was a machel ruchni. Just like the man was a machel ruchni, the slav was also a machel ruchni. But then it was his avu taive. They wanted a taive dike machel. They didn't want the nafshi yevesha, the nafsheni yevesha. They had enough with the ruchni dike macholim. They wanted a gashmi dike machel, a his avu taive. They wanted a psazoi. To indulge more in Inyonei Taive. So this is Salvim Min Hayom. So this was a different type of a slav. This was a more Megushim Dike slav. So it could be also the same Inyan that the Yam was Malchi Vahilech in Inyonei Taive and Inyonim Geshem. So there was his Pashtis and his Chachvas of the Yam, that the Yam became... The oilam became moiredik megushim. The oilam became so megushim that if it would continue with this inyan of gashmiyus, it would be impossible to be makir that there's a Rabbeinu Shlom on the world. So therefore the Rabbeinu Shlom said die. The Rabbeinu Shlom said lo ilom may die. That means that even though there's a lot of his pashtus is a lot of gashmius in the oilom, but there's still enough in the bria that one could be makir the Rabbeinu Shloilom. That was sha'oma loilom meidai, it shouldn't be nispashit more than that. This was the gbul. So he says, this is pshat, that Yaakov Avinu said like this. Chazal tell us that Yisurim in Tzoris could be mavir odom al das koinai. That means that the Rachman and the Sonder could be such Yisurim that one cannot see in this Yisurim, in the Tzoris, that everything is being misnaig by the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Kalma da'ovad, Rachman le'tavovad. Sometimes there is such a hester that one doesn't see the Yad Hashem. So that was what Yaakov Avinu was mispalel. The Kel Shakai, that the Rabbeinu Shalom made that the Olam should, that there shouldn't be such a spastus, a gashmius in the Olam, that it's still shaykh to be makid the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world, yoimel it's a roisai dai. But that is al kaponim, the Kel Shakai, anisha marti loilomi dai. Tono Rabbonim. Beishamai oimrim shamayim nivru tchile, v'achar kach nivrei sa'oretz. The first the shamayim was created, and then the oretz was created. Shenema bereishis boro lekim, eisa shamayim, v'eisa oretz. Ubeishilol oimrim eretz nivrei tchile, v'achar kach shamayim. Shenema b'yoyim asois Hashem elekim eretz v'shamayim. So machloikis, what was created first? Omer lehen beisilu lebei shamay, ledivreichem, according to you, odom boine aliyah, v'achar kach boine bayis. So first the aliyah, first the second floor is built, and then one builds the yesoy, the foundation. Shenema haboine bashamayim ma'loisot. So Maloisev is a Loshan Aliyah. Vagudosi al Eretz Yesod. The Yesod is Ba'oretz. And then the Aliyah is Bashamayim. So the first Aliyah is built. Oma lehem beishamay lebeisilu ledivreichem odom oise shrafraf. V'achar kach oise kise. First one builds the stool. And then one makes the kise. Shenema koyamar Hashem, Ashamayim kisi, vo'oretz adoim raglai. So the whole oretz is only a stool, and the kisei is bashamayim. So first one makes the kisei, and then one makes the stool. What does Rashi say? Shenema haboine bashamayim aloisov. Alma aliyah mikro. So the shamayim is called an aliyah. Shrafraf l'raglov, v'kisei leishek, al kolchachoch ha-kisei osei tchila, first the kisei is made, l'fi goiva ha-kisei u'mesakna shrafraf, the stool is made after the measurements of the kisei, so first you make a kisei, and then what is needed, then one makes a stool. That's the kasha that Beishama asked Beisilu. The Chachomim Oimrim Ze Veze Ka'achas Nivro. The Chachomim all, they were both built together. Shenema Af Yodi Yosta Eretz Vimini Tipcho Shomayim Koire Ani Aleyem Yamdu Yachtov. So it says that this was Yatz Moil was Yosta Oretz, Yemini Tipcho Shemaim, Karni Aleim, Yam the Yachtot. Together they came about. They were built b'basach. They were created b'basach. The Idoch, and what does Beishami Beisilu do with this pasuk? Ma Yachtot Vloy Mishtalfi Ma Adodi. That they're forget that they don't separate one from the other. The Shemayim and the Zoretz, and they don't separate one from the other, but not that they were created together. Mikol Mokim, Koshu Kroy Adodi, Omar Ishlokish, Shenivru, Boro Shemayim, Ba'achakach, Boro Ha'oretz. In the Briye, Shemayim was built first, and then the Oretz was built, created. Shenoto noto oretz v'achakach noto shamayim. Let us see Rashi. Af yodi yosta oretz misayfe dekroyalov tachsiv yam do yachtok sheboron v'oson pokiyes kemoy shamando lemaylo. What is the machloikis, Beishami and Beishilu, what was created first? Beis Shammai held that the Iker is the Shemayim. The Shemayim is more choshev than the Yoretz. The is Memele, so the Chshiv is, since Shemayim is more choshev, so Memele, Shemayim was created first. And Beis Hillel holds that the Iker is Oretz. Let us explain a little bit. The Ian Yaakov says that Pekel, that's true, that the Oretz is a much lower madrege than Shamayim. The Oretz is more shuffle. But we say in the Yom Kippur de Kedavnein, Asher Oimetz Gvur Asecho, from the Malochim, Pekel, the, but the Ratzisa Shevach, the Rebbeinu Shlolem wanted the Shevach from the Shvolem. I once saw a Moiradike beer from, a Goyen Rameh Bergman Shlita. He says Pshat that the Medrash says that Bahiki Zoken Yitzchok Vatechen of Ein of Merois. So the Medrash says what brought about this blindness by Yitzchok? Pshas the Akeide, the Malachim witnessed the Maisa Akeide. And they were crying, and Memele, the Medrash says these tears were reshumois be'einav shel Yitzchak. Is vatechenav einav merais. He says amoyre de kibir. He says first of all, he says you have to understand. He says why were the malachim crying by the akeda? The akeda was amoyre de kematziv. That was the epitome of. It says in Sefri, Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levovcho. If you want to know a case of B'chol Levovcho, that the whole lave is Nimsa to the Rabbein Shalom, that was Avraham Avinu B'shas Takeda. That was Avas Hashem B'chol Lev. B'chol Navshecho, that was Yitzhak B'shas Takeda. So the Akeda was a Moiridike. That was the greatest Madrege that could have been, by Yitzhak Avinu. Rabbi Kiva had said, Mosai Yovi Liyodi Vai Kemeno, he was mispalo that he should be able to die in Kiddush Hashem, and this was what Yitzhak Avinu was doing. So why were they crying? It was a Meredike Madrege. Agaburche, the Meshach Chochme says in an oath, Vayika Malach, the Mina Shemayim. So the Meshach Chochme says that Taisvis and Yuma brings down that Bishas, the Kohen Gadol, went into the Kodesh Kedoshim B'Yom HaKippurim, that even a Malach, that's a Pnei Odom, was unable to enter the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Matzev of the Kodesh Kedoshim B'Yom HaKippurim was so great that a Malach couldn't enter. So the Meshech Chochme says that by the Akeda, the Akeda was such a Matzev, just like the Kohen Gadol and Kodesh Kedoshim, is Vayika Malach Min HaShemayim. They couldn't go down to the Mokim HaKedah, Min HaShemayim. There they could be, but they couldn't be. So the Mokim HaKedah was a Meiridik Ematziv. So why were they crying? It was Meiridik. Why were they crying? So he says, a Meiridik Abir. So he says, you know why they were crying? Because they realized what Avram and Yitzhak were able to accomplish, they'll never be able to accomplish. By them it was Meiridik. They have a Yetzirah and a Chomer, and they're in such a... The Malachim can never come to such a Madrege. So that is why they cry. That was the Bechi. They realized the Godless Ha'odom. So they cried. V'hoyo d'mois eilu rishumois be'enav shel Yitzhak. These d'mois made a Meiridik Roshim. What's that? Made a Meiridik Roshim. So he saw the more shuffle the Nivra is, the greater Madrege could come to. So that's why he wanted to bench Esav. He knew that Yaakov was an Ishtam, an Ishcholok. But Esav, he knew, had problems. Esav had Nisyonis. And from this Esav could come out, if Esav at Zechnemen, so be much greater than Yaakov. Because he has these Tchunas. He has the Shiflis in him. So Memele, so that's why Faketz Vatichena Einav Merois is Faketz. That's what he called Esav. He wanted to give Esav the brachas. Chaim HaKadosh says he thought that this would be able to be motivate Esav. He'll give him the brachas, Vitan L'Chalekim, will tell him, will give him a neshoman, it's, he can have Meiridike brachas, but it's Elekim, et Midas Hadin. This might motivate Esav. The Chaim HaKadosh is a Meiridike Zach. Who knows what would have happened if Itaka would have gotten the brachas? Could be Itaka would have changed. That's what the Chaim HaKadosh says. But Al Koponim, so there's a Gevaldike Inyan. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel holds that in Eretz, since there's Pakert, since there's a Shiflis in Eretz, so Memele, so this was Pakert, this is much greater than Shamayim. So that's why Eretz was created first. And that's the story of Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai seems to hold Fakir. Beis Shammai holds that since in Yesod, in Shamayim, there's Dvorim, Ruchnim, Yoise, Godel. So that's why Shamayim was Nivra first. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, we'll come back later to the Akasha that Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai. But, or Beis Shammai asked Beis Hillel. But the Gemara says, Mikol Mokim Kasha. So the Gemara brings down that a Teretz of Resh Lakish. Shenivru, Boro Shemayim, Vachkach, Boro Oretz, Shenota, Not Oretz, Vachkach, Not Shemayim. So the Marsho explains as follows. Mikol Mokim Kashe is only a Kashe according on Beis Shammai. On Beis Hillel Bemeson there's no Kashe. A beautiful Marsho. The Marsho explains as follows. That, what was the Raya of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says Bereishis Bor Lekim Es Hashemayim Ves Oretz, that the Raya was that Shemayim was before Oretz. He says that's not like Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says Bereishis does not mean Borishoina in the beginning. And Bereishis Broya Shemayim Ves Oretz, they're telling us to say the Rabriya Ves Oretz, and they'll tell the Oretz they should say Ves Oretz, and then that's what the Pasuk is telling us. So Beis Hillel learned like Rashi. So there's no Kashe Bechlal on Beis Hillel. What do you do with Beis Shammai, supposedly? The problem was with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai darshan Borishoina. So the Gemara asks, so here it says Borishoina it was Borishamayim, and then it says later, B'yoyim Asayis Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. So it says Eretz was before Shamayim. So on that, the Gemara answers, "Mikolmakim Kosher Kladori." This is according to Beis Shammai. Omer Resh Lakish, "Kshenivru Boro Shamayim." In the Briya Take, Shamayim was first. Ba'achakach Boro. That's Bereishis Borishoyin and Borlokim Es Shamayim Besoretz. Uchshenoto. So not Oretz. Ba'achakach Noto Shamayim. So Noto means when the Gmar HaBriya was. The Gemar HaOretz was Yom Shlishi, and the Gemar HaShemayim was Yom Revi. So that's a Taitznoto. So Memele, in the Yom Asois HaShem Olekim Eretz V'Shemayim, in Asiye Eretz ended before Shemayim. Beis Hillel held that, I wanted to say a vote, and I was scared to say it. I saw Ein Elio says it, so Baruch Hashem. Beis Hillel asked the Kasha on Beis Shammai. He asked him. It says it's an Aliyah. You don't do the Aliyah first. The Shemaim is an Aliyah. And Beis Shammai asked on Beis Hillel. It says you don't build a shrafshaf before Kayom HaShemayim Kisi V'Oretz Hadoim Raglai. So it's so what did Beis Hillel do with Beis Shammai's Kasha? So the in Avnei Eliyahu on Zechoynis, he says as follows. He says that there's two psukim. There's one pasuk that says v'shachanti b'soicham, and another pasuk that says v'nasati mishkoni b'soichem. V'nasati mishkoni b'soichem is in parshas b'chukai. So he explains that this is speaking about two matzovim. V'shechanti b'soichom, pshat is that the Rabbeinu Shloilom is like an oirach. He's coming to Klal Yisrael. But in the matziv, when there was a Mishkan, the Deiris HaMoshe Rabbeinu, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was only a b'chine that the Rabbeinu Shloilom was an oirach by us because we weren't mesukin minachet. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael gezindigt is nistalke shchine mitachtoinim, it was nistalke l'shamayim. La'osid lovoi v'nasati mishkoni b'soichichem. So he says, Amorah d'keloshen, ke'odom shenetak mi'artzoi im kola shaloi ubo l'mokim achel. That means, la'osid lovoi v'nasati mishkoni. The Rabbein Shalom is moving lock, stock, and barrel. Nasati mishkoni b'soichichem. Fakel, that's what the Rabbein Shalom is going to be. Ikeshchine b'tachtoin. So Be'emesin, that was the Tachlis Abriya. That was the Tachlis Abriya. So Me'mele, that's what Beis Hillel held. Beis Hillel held, Fakert, the Shamayim is a second floor. It's when HaShamayim Oichet, Ma'loisot, Obo Agudosi El Eretz Yisot, the Tachlis is Taki, the Rebbein Yishlom, Anto the Bimash, Shchinosei Betachtoinim. That what there is a posik koyom Hashem Hashemayim kisi v'oretz adoim ragloi. That is before the tachlis. So basher u'shom there's a Shemayim kisi, and then the kisi akovid is in Shemayim. We don't find the teretz over here what Beisil and Beishamay, but the Ein Eloi seems to say this Hashemayim kisi v'oretz adoim ragloi. But the tachlis will be that fakel agudosi al eretz yisod in Shemayim is only maloisov, only an aliyah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Mai Shemayim, Omer Rav Yosi bar Hanine sheshom mayim. So I saw Moiradike goin, Moiradike marsho. What is pshat sheshom mayim? That there's mayim there. So the Marsho says pshat that the Marsho says she olav yeshma she shom olav yeshmayim k'dechsi vayihi mavdil ubein amayim eshel mi'al rakia, that there's mayim, the mayim hol yoinim is mi'al rakia. So that means over there there's mayim. So lechayre, so it comes out. So what is the Shamayim is telling us that there's mayim al yoinim, there's mayim al yoinim over the rekiyim. So what is the rekiya alone? So the rekiya alone is sham. Mayim is not speaking about mayim is what's over the rekiya. That's mavdo by the mayim al yoinim. So the shame shamayim is sham. The Goyim says in Aderes Eliyahu, the word Shom L'chayre is relative. He says as follows. If a person is standing in Mizrach, so Mizrach is Poi, here, and Ma'irev is Shom. If a person is standing in Ma'irev, so Mizrach is Shom. So the word Shom there is relative. He says there's one mokim that it's not relative. The Shamayim is always Sham. May Olam lay Olam Moshe la Shamayim. Shamayim Lashem ba'aretz nasan livnei Adam. Shamayim is always Sham. It's never. That means it's for a nivra. It's always Sham. So memele. So that's the type Sham. It's Sham. And there's Mayim al Yoinim. That is the type Shamayim. That's the first lesson. It's Shom and there's Mayim. Sheshom Mayim. V'masnise tone eish umayim. The Baraisa says, eish umayim, malamit shevina kadosh baruch hu v'tolfon ze bo ze, v'oso mehem rukia. Now how does eish and mayim come into Shomayim? Where do we see this in the word? So the Marsha brings down that Shom. If you have a shin kmutza, so it's like you have an aleph nocha after it. So it's sho is like shin aleph mayim. That's the type sho mayim. So he says, so you have, so in sho you have the aleph. The aleph is after the shin. So he says, just like there's a klal, a mugdim amurcha, but teire, so in the tevis, there's also a mugdim amurcha. So that's the type sho mayim. Shol Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi Kivik shoyim ahalchem bederech. Omo loy ato sheshimashta snochem ish gamzu chof beishone. Shoyedeirish kol esim shebeteire. Esa shamayim ve esa oretz maho yedeirish ben. What was the drosh of esa shamayim ve esa oretz? Omo loy ilu nemar shamayim ve oretz. Hayisi oymar shamayim. I would say Shemayim v'oretz Shmoison Shalakodish Boruchu. Achshav Shenemar Esa Shemayim v'esa oretz Shemayim Shemayim Mamish Eretz Eretz Mamish. We'll explain this in a minute. Let's just go a little further. So the Gemara says Esa oretz Lomoli Lahagdim Shemayim La'oretz, that the Shemayim was created before the Oretz. Ma'agdim Shemayim ba'oretz, Rashi says, Dilaksiv es avamine ka'achas nivro. Ela shiyev shalikre shnei shemis ka'achas, lochikosav es la'agdim. The Goyin in Aderes Aliyo says as follows. The number one, he says that that the word S in Lashon HaKodesh is put there to tell us who is the Poyel and who is the Nifal. So the Goyin explains, for example, if it say Ruvain Hika Shimon, so it says Ruvain Hika Shimon, I don't know what that means. It could be Ruvain hit Shimon. To mean Reuven hika Shimon, that Shimon hit Reuven. I don't know which it did. It says Reuven hika es Shimon, so then I know that Shimon was the Nifal and Reuven hika es Shimon. And he says that is Pshat Chazal tell us the Rav Yavoi Tzoyer. So Zocho is Rav Yavoi Tzoyer because it was put in such a way it could be lain both ways. There's no S over there. So Mamela, so that's why it was written Rav Yavitzoy, that could be both ways. Now, if it would have been written Bereshis Boro Lekim Hashamayim Bo'oretz, so Beit Yosef explains as follows. Then Pshat in the Pasuk would have been as follows. Bereshis Boro Elekim. That means that there was a Siba Horishayne, and this is going on the Minim who hold that it's not Kvoidoi Shalakadish Boruchu to be Oisik Binyone this world. It's beyond his dignity. Now, Bereshis Boro, the Siba Horishayne created Elikim. In which are the Elikim? Hashamayim va'oretz. These are the Menhigim. It was Nimsal to them. So the Sibor Rishayna, which has no Shem and no Kinui, created Elikim, and that is, and the Elikim is Hashamayim va'oretz. That's the Das HaToyim Ho'imrim Shein HaSibor Rishayna Mashkiach Banhoges Ha'ilam HaShofel HaShiflusay. So Eloh Hashemayim Boretz Heimetzim Alukus. That's how we would translate it. Bal Yodam Nigmar Kol Protetol the same. V'loy Nivra Yidei Hasibah Rishayne Klal. That's how we would translate the pasuk. Therefore, it says Bereishis Boro Elikim Es Hashemayim Ves Oretz Sefakel. The Boire was Elikim and the Nivra was Es Hashemayim Ves Oretz. Let us see Toisvis, the Esa Oretz Lahagdim Shamayim Lovetz. The Ilah Ve'ez, so Yisi Yoyme Sheshneim Nivru Yachad, Esa Shamayim Boretz.
והכוסף, והכוסף, כוסם זה איך זה, שיהיה אפשר לכתב שני שם מסכך כדי פרש רשי. והוד האומרי, בסילול לאל, ארץ נברו תחילה, דרסיב ביום הסויס השם, ארץ ושמי, סולחי רטייסוס, זה אסקינג הקש, that here we're saying, if I wouldn't say אסא אורץ, I would say, that both were nivra together, and you can't say bebasachas, esa shemayim ve'oretz, both were nivra together. That's what he says, esa shemayim ve'oretz. So what's the raya that eretz was nivra first? Could be, v'yoyim ha'soyis ha'shem alakim shemayim ve'oretz v'shemayim, it was together, but you can't say, so had to say one after the other, but could be both were together, but like see ve'es, osam dorishlei midishoni kro besidrei, להסמיך ארץ לעשייה. תקר, since the פסוקים usually are מקדים שמיים לארץ. And here the פסוק was מקדים ארץ לשמיים. It was סיימך ארץ to עשייה ביום הסייס השם אלקים ארץ ושמיים. So that goofy is the ראייה from the שינוי. הסי דה זה ראייה that ארץ was created first. ומיהו בנימוקי חומש פרש רשי עשה שמיים לרבי סטרדסיים, ומדרש אחרו, ופוליג אהוד אהוכם. פסטגוין in הדרס עליו says that, I don't know, he brings down this thesis, but he says that there are two translations of S. S could be written, על פי פשט, S is written to show which is the Nifo, Ruven Hiko Es Shimin, that's Pshat, and then this Drash. Es is also a Loshen Im. Iti, Itcho, so that means Imi, Imcho. Chazal, this Drash of till they say Em, because they darshened Es HaShemayim means Im HaShemayim. Bereish is Bore Lekim Es HaShemayim, the Dvorim that were Im HaShemayim. These are the Tildes HaShemayim and these are the Tildes HaOretz.